Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carlotta Chatwood Show. Today is June 30th, Saturday, and we're on at a new time. It's an official new show, and I have two new co-hosts with me today, and so I'm going to bring them in. You guys have been familiar with them, Brandy and Paul. Hey, you guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. So we're on, and it's the first official show of the year. I've been talking with them, letting them know what's going on with the show for the last couple of months, and we're trying out this new time, 11 a.m. You guys, you know how to hit me up on Twitter at C Chatwood Show if you do not like the new time, but you guys told me earlier, so I'm doing an earlier show for you guys to see how you'll like it. Today, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You guys have a good holiday, New Year's, all that stuff.
Okay, wait a minute. Who told you earlier?
What?
Your listeners told you earlier?
Yeah, they told me earlier. They told me an earlier time.
I did.
They've been saying that they done like 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
so,
people
were saying they would have to leave in the middle of the show, in between.
Well,
so I personally like 4 o'clock, but, you know, they don't like it. So.
Well, we our listeners, so, yeah, I got a bowl of cereal in my hand, and I can do this.
I know, because I'm like, okay, you do not like the time. So this time you guys shouldn't have to leave in the middle of the show. Remember, I gave you the call-in number if you want to talk. It's 718-766-4236 if you want to talk about any of our subjects today or our topics today. I said that today, you guys, was going to have the topic haters, because that word is thrown around so much. People are always saying, she's hating, or you're hating, you're hating on me. And I think it's kind of a term that's used loosely, because I think that all the time you're not hating. Sometimes you're just voicing disagreement with something. I mean, what y'all think about that? I think it's just sometimes people are just using the word way too, loosely calling everybody who dislikes you a hater.
Go ahead, Brandon, because everybody loves me.
I say that the word is used too loosely. I mean, there are a lot of haters out there.
Well, there are, but I'm telling you, when you say something bad about somebody, and you know my favorite target on the show, I always, and it's not that I am hating on her. I get a lot of stans telling me, oh, you're hating on Beyonce. Stans are, most of my listeners know, are Beyonce fans. And you're hating on Beyonce, but I target her so much is because she gives me lots of reasons to target her. So I don't think that's hating. I think I'm voicing a disagreement or something that I don't like about her.
I agree with that because, like you, I think she's a talented package.
Right.
Matter of fact, I was just thinking the other day, R&B, she's, to me, not a real R&B singer. She's a pop star. But what fascinates me is when she's on different shows and they introduce her, this is Beyonce, the pop singer. But then when it comes to the Grammy Award, they put in the R&B category, which kind of makes me upset.
Right, yeah, which is crazy. I don't know, because to me, I agree with you. She's not an R&B singer. So.
Right.
You know, but we're gonna get her to her later on in the show, because we are talking about the Grammy Awards today. It is the Grammy tomorrow night's the big night, the Grammy Awards, the 52nd annual Grammy Awards. Listeners, I will be here. I don't know if Paul and Brandy are gonna be here, but I will be here at 5:30 for the red carpet till 6:30. Remember, I told you guys last week that we will, look at the, you know, talk about the award show and, you know, more of the award show tomorrow. It's going to be exclusively for the Grammy Awards. And you guys can call in, talk about if you like them, what they have on, if you don't, who you're anxious to see, you know, that night on the red carpet. And for you Michael Jackson fans, the Michael Jackson Tribute 3D will take place. So when we come back, I'm just going to take a little break here and play a little music for everybody. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the news, what's happened this week. So, listeners, here's Alicia Keys, Broken Heart. Are back, and that was Alicia Keys with a little bit of Broken Heart. We were talking about, I said we were going to talk about the news when we came back in general. This week, Barack Obama had his, what they're stating, has his first official State of the Union. That's the State of the Black Union, Lord. What'd you say?
You can call it State of the Black Union.
I know, it really was. I mean, because he was getting a little rowdy with the Republicans this week. I mean,
what's wrong with that?
You know, the thing about it is, I guess I'm saying about Barack is that if you weren't so much like George Bush in some of your decisions, I don't know what's been going on with him. But if he wasn't so much, I would, you know, I would be with him, you know, fighting the Republicans and everything. But he's still kind of talking that same old drama about, you know, when I came in here, the deficit was overwhelming and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I get that. I know that it was a mess. I know George Bush was a mess. George Bush and your cousin, Dick Cheney, was a mess. But now I'm trying to figure out, now what are you going to do now? We get that. But I'm like, you know, the people that he has hired in his administration, I'm not sure about Barack anymore. I'm not really sure if he, you know, if he's for real. I hope so. I saw his little spiel with the Republicans the other day. I mean, they were literally arguing in his little, he had a meeting with the Republicans the other night, which is where you got to give it to them. Few Democratic presidents venture over into a Republican meeting and air it live on TV. So he did. So he has some guts. I mean, chime in anytime.
I'm going to say, when you get through, because I'm going to chew you up.
Oh, don't chew up, please.
Yeah. First of all, it was a mess. It was a big mess that Bush left us into. And people say, oh, well, he had a year to prove himself. Listen, it took 8 years to tear it up.
I mean, well, yeah, but
he's going to need more. A year is not, we're talking about the recession, we're talking about the deficit, we're talking about unemployment, we're talking about all these things that is a trickle of figures down where Bush left us in a mess.
I agree.
Barack Obama's going to need more time, not a year, not 6 months. If McCain was in office, he'd be in the same situation. He would be it'd be the same way, the same time, the same. Now, the only thing I disagree with Barack Obama is the health care. He talks about it too much, too early, too long.
Right. I told you I don't agree with the health care decisions that he's making either. I think that he did spend a lot of time focused on that. But at the same time, Barack came in hiring the same people who got us in the mess, like Tim Geithner, who was the New York City Fed head of the Fed Department, Federal Reserve. This is the guy who got us into the problems that we have, the $700 million bailout. So my question today is, I guess, basically about politics. And Randy, you can chime in on this about what, I mean, do we need Republicans and Democrats anymore? Is it that kind of ties up the process, them kind of siding with each other, them kind of, I mean, it's a Republic. Nobody thinks monolithic like that. Nobody thinks just Republican. Nobody thinks just Democrat. Everybody has a mixture of how they feel. I think the parties are outdated. Hey, what do you guys think? You think they're outdated? That's quiet, and that brought silence. Brandy, are you alive? Brandy.
I get sensitive when people start talking about Obama.
You what?
I get sensitive when people start talking about my
Obama. Me too, Brandy.
Oh, okay.
I think he just need more time, and we're in a mess right now because I'm one of the persons who lost their jobs and who don't have health insurance now, so
okay.
I know how it feels.
But what if they were making you, his plan will make you pay for health insurance, will make you pay. If you're not paying for your health insurance, first Barack said during the campaign it was not going to be mandatory to take health insurance. But now he's saying, well, he's doing the Hillary thing. It's a good, you know, it's a good idea to make health insurance mandatory. I mean, seriously.
They're already paying for their health insurance. The problem is that we're paying too much for health insurance.
Okay, but so if you don't have, just think about it, if you don't have a job, they're going to fine you, they're saying, in that bill he had, if you don't have health insurance. They're going to find a way to – you always have to carry it on you, and that's where I'm having a problem with him in that. You know?
I'll have any, so what's the point? I would love to care.
But why fine you and put you more in, at more, you know, detriment by fining you because you can't pay for health insurance? That I think that plan makes the insurances happy.
I think more like a you have to register for health insurance. If you don't have it, they're going to make sure you had it, like Medicare that you would have. If you don't have a job, then you have to have it. Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that.
You would see, well, hey, if you don't have a problem, I do. But if you don't, I mean, I understand. But
the rich and the poor is getting poor, and so there has to be a middle ground where he's trying to come in and help out everybody. And if you have to pay more in your taxes, if you're rich, making $400,000, $500,000, so be it.
But I think personally that I think the parties are outdated. I think they hold things up with each other.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool if I could go into Congress and they just vote. I mean, if you agree with the health care bill, you agree with it. If you don't, you don't.
I think it should be a four-year term with the Congress and the Senate. And
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
These people
still up in there. They've been in there since 60.
They've been in there for a long time. It was one man that looked like he was falling out of his chair and going to sleep one thing I was watching on CNN. I said, is he okay? I mean, you got people been up there for years. So that is, term limits is a good idea.
A lot of there. But the problem is, though, Congress and the Senate have excellent health care package benefits. They have excellent. They go anywhere, do anything they want to do, go to any hospital, do, you know, and we pay for their health care.
But that's the scam. I think that's the scam with Republicans and Democrats. And Brandy.
Yeah.
Brandy, you said you get sensitive when people talk about Barack. Why are you getting so sensitive about Barack?
You know, I think I'm kind of torn with Barack because I think a lot of things right now, first of all, people wanted him to just come in and perform a miracle.
Right.
I mean, exactly. America's on a lot. And so it's going to, like Paul said, it's going to take a long time to undo. It took us a while to get there. So it's going to take a while to clean up this mess. Now, healthcare, I'm really disgusted because I feel like everybody, there are several other countries where everyone has healthcare.
Right.
And if you don't have a job, how can you possibly pay for your health insurance? I have a job that can barely afford mine.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But what do you think? Okay, I'll tell you this. What do you think the insurance companies are going to do? I mean, they like the idea of having 30 million new customers. I don't think, and Barack said it himself the other day, that his plan is basically the same plan that the Republicans presented to Clinton back in the years when Hillary was trying to push Ram health care through everybody's noses. So, and she didn't like it. So if Barack is doing the same thing that the Republicans talked about several years ago, my question is, are these two parties any different? I'm starting to think it's a scam in Washington, D.C. I think that nobody is really different. They argue both far sides, but really they come together in the end. They come together to scam you. And now Barack Obama seems part of the scam, meaning this. He said that he wasn't going to have any lobbyists in his cabinet.
No, I disagree.
It's full of lobbyists. The cabinet is full of lobbyists.
But, once you can always say something like, once I get my new job, I'm going to be the best lawyer you ever have. But once you get there, you see things are still in its old ways, and it's hard to get out of your old ways, the company's old ways, when you're a new person. So they're going to make you come in and look like you're the bad guy, and that's what Barack is doing.
Maybe he's being controlled. Maybe he can't help himself. Maybe he's not in charge. Maybe no one's in. Maybe George Bush isn't in charge. Maybe none of these people, maybe it's the companies and corporate sponsors they have. Like Barack had more Wall Street people behind him than even George Bush did. A lot of people don't look at that. He did. He had
right.
So many. So what is he going to be? He says he's against the banker bailout, but if I can recall, Barack is the same person that rams the banker bailout down our throats.
I think he is. I think he's against all of that. But if you got 50 against one, and then you're going to have next month you got 85 against one, even though he's a president, quote unquote. As a matter of fact, if I would have won the election, and I've seen all this mess, I would say, "Hey, y'all, pass me up. Give me around 2012." because he just came into a big mess.
I will agree with that. I personally think that we ought to look at the presidents again and kind of see if they're controlled or not. I mean, I know what you guys are saying, but I think that maybe they are controlled by outside forces. Maybe there's no winning. So maybe we need a whole nother party. We need more than just Democrats and Republicans. Maybe we need another independent party.
Yeah, but they end up being the same thing, same situation.
Because we don't have term limits, like you said, and stuff like that, which is important. I think term limits would be great. So that's the biggest part of the problem. So, and what were you going to say?
Hey, Brandy, don't you think the situation is with the kids, with the teenagers, college kids, and the black Americans who supported Barack Obama have fell off some? They're not supporting him as much, even when there's an election with the governors and the mayors, and we don't get out as Democrats and support the Democratic Party because we got Barack Obama in office. Okay, we're glad he's there, first black African American. Now let's move on with our lives. We're not involved as much as we were when he was running as a candidate. Now that he's a president, black people have always dripped off a little bit. And so we just want to get back into these things and vote for the governors and vote for the mayors, Democratic mayors, or whatever party you're with, the Republican or whoever. But I'm just saying, as young college kids and voters and black voters, we just kind of let things fall by the wayside once we got our person in the office.
I think even some of the older voters, I think people, we were pumped, we were hyped, he got in. And then I guess everybody from that point on was like, okay, Obama, we want you to perform a miracle. We want you to be Dr. King and change the world in 4 years.
But they're not supporting him, though.
For Barack, I will say this. For a person that came in, black people were not that supportive from the beginning. I will give him that. Barack's campaign were being run by little young white kids.
I agree with that. But once he won Iowa, I was –
They were mostly little young. When we first came in, black people, I couldn't hardly get black people to say boo about Barack Obama. And we do that. Now we're stuck on Barack Obama like we were stuck on Clinton until the day Clinton finally got racist with us. And then we started to see this guy is maybe not right. Clinton never was right. Clinton did so many bad things to hurt black America during his time and other black countries around, talking about Haiti. Woo, don't let me get into Clinton and Haiti. But he did so many things to hurt Africans all around the globe. So we didn't look at that because we were so impressed with him playing his horn. And maybe we're, on Arsenio Hall, and maybe we're impressed with Barack Obama because he's the color of our skin. So maybe we need to get out of, I'm glad he won. It was a beautiful moment. Hey, now I'm saying, let's see something else from you. Let's see another side.
In due time, we will see that. He's going to make a rebound. I don't think he's doing a bad job myself. I think he's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing at the time he's supposed to be doing it.
Right.
They need to get off his back and let him do his job and quit. Republicans quit saying no to everything, you know.
That's true. They are saying no to everything.
Yeah. And they're trying to make him look bad in office. You know, it'll never be another black president for another 100 years. I believe that.
Okay, what do you guys think? Also, at the State of the Union, there was a lot of talk. Michelle Obama, and Brandy, I know we were talking about you didn't get a chance to see all of it, but Michelle Obama has been, you know, tabloid. She's been tabloid fodder lately, her and Barack Obama. A lot of people don't know. They're saying they're arguing in the White House all the time or whatever. They're not getting along. I don't know why they're picking on them because other couples have lived in the White House and probably have not gotten along. But Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, they're pointing that it's hurting their relationship supposedly, allegedly, from a lot of tabloids. But I did notice something. At the State of the Union address, when he addressed her, you know, giving her Jeff for doing, I think it's something with the Army families or whatever, everybody gave her a standing ovation. Michelle was like, sit back down, rolling. She looked like she was the mad black sister.
She was just embarrassed, like you said. She don't want the attention on her. It's her husband's night. Let him shine. So that was all it was. She's like, just kind of, you know, don't give me
a... Michelle looks mad all the time. And she looks mad all the time. And I'm like, Michelle, you better quit playing up there with Barack. It's too many women out there who take your place. So it's, huh?
It's too many men that would take his place.
That's true. You know what? And my father would say the same thing. He loves Michelle Obama. I mean, what do you think, Brandon? You see her being angry out. I see her rolling her eyes. She has been a little bit, you know, acting like the sister that's mad.
But, you know, I mean, come on. What couple, White House or not, what couple does not have their differences? I mean, that's a stressful job.
That's true.
That's a big responsibility, and that's a big stress to share your husband with the world. I mean, you have no free time. I mean, even when, was it just last month, they went and took a family trip and was called right back. I mean, I think as soon as they got off the plane, they turned around and came back. So, I mean, I can't imagine having a husband who's president of the United States. That's stressful. So, I mean, I can't blame the girl, you know.
Well, she still get to sleep with him.
that's true.
Well, I mean.
But maybe that's what she's mad about. Maybe she's not getting the time she wants. So,
She signed up for that.
She never was that excited about it in the first place. She said that from the beginning.
She was.
You think she was?
Yeah, until she got to the White House and I okay, this is a bit much.
Right. She's like, okay, wait a minute. It's a trip now. What's going on? Okay, again, I see some of you on the line. So if you want to talk, you can hit the one. The number is 718-766-4236. And callers who are on the line and you are listening, you're welcome to just listen. Or if you want to chime in on our discussion, please hit that one and you can chime in on the discussion. John Edwards, I'm going to let you tell that story about John Edwards this week. He is being in the news crazy.
Oh, my God. If John Edwards, I could swear he would be a black man. He did everything possible to try to get out of child support. John Edwards, I would never suspect him. But, you know, you never know who's doing what. He's clean, all-American, running for president, just, you know, I didn't like him, but, you know, I just thought his hair was too neat for me. So that was a sign right there.
Right. His aide, Andrew Young, came out this week, and that's the guy who took responsibility. I mean, that's a hell of a friend to take responsibility for a baby.
Well, that's a hater.
You said he a hater, too.
Now, that's a big hater right there. This man told all this man's business. And I looked at a magazine program last night, and I kind of see why Andrew Young did that, because Edwards telling him to take the blame for everything. And I'll look out for you. Just go ahead. Baby, and I, you know, this Edwards was getting all kind of money from people, different kind of private people.
Right.
Kamala Edwards. Yes, I was looking at that last night. I couldn't believe it's getting like they were sending a $65,000 check to hide this woman and a $100,000 check to move her all across the country.
So imagine what they were doing with Bill Clinton. I don't know how many women they were hiding.
Baby, and I think people are more mad with Edwards because of his wife more than anything. That she was, doing this while she was having cancer, doing her treatments and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I hate to, but
she
men
was
have
sick,
needs,
and he was
though,
cheating.
But,
yeah.
No, men have their needs, but the cheating woman while she's going through chemo and having a cancer problems, I'll tell you, that's kind of low, man.
That was. And the thing about it is, how did he think? And how did he think that he was going to run for president? He was running for president of the United States and had a baby in this day and age. Had a baby, had an affair. The only person I know who could probably do something like that is Bill Clinton. I'm trying to figure out how did he think he was going to do all of that stuff and be have this squeaky clean image he had.
Well, just think what he would have won. What if he would have actually won?
That would have been crazy.
Oh my goodness!
Because he was close. He was the he was actually. People forget that he was second in Iowa. Had he come out the gate the winner in Iowa, that could have been that would have been a mess. Had he been up in the White House, but they would have murdered probably to keep that quiet.
I would have put him as vice president. They would have ran both of them out of office.
Right, and it's so sad because John Edwards, really, when you look back, he was the true. He seemed to be. I don't know if it's. Is true of him what now the stuff that this guy is saying about him coming out, but he seemed to have the true populist message, even more so than Barack and Hillary, the more message about, you know, the poor and things like that. He seemed to have the stronger message in that area. But, however, maybe I think when you get outed like this, and, Brandy, you can say what you think on this. When you get outed, somebody's mad at you. Somebody's finding out all your business, and they giving the go. Because
the National Enquirer, girl.
National Enquirer. But they've been having that story. They've been sitting on that story for a long time. And why? Who got pissed off at him and said, we're going to release the story now? I mean, it seems like that certain powers, they hit that very well when he was running for president. But suddenly when he loses and he starts getting dejected, they start pouring it on him. I mean, it just starts coming out of everywhere. So why did they sit on that story, I wonder, for so long?
Well, I can't really answer that one, but I guess, you know, maybe the angry black woman's coming out at me because I don't follow these stories because I think this is not shocking news to me. Men do this every day, so I don't know why we're shocked when we see a high-profile man do it. But my question is it Andrew Young? I haven't been following the story because I don't keep up with this stuff, but isn't he writing a book about all this?
Yes, he is. Like Paul said, he's a true hater.
The book is already out, matter of fact. It's already out.
Is it already? I know he said he's supposed to be having a lot of the details. He said that about the sex tape. He even described the sex tape.
He's a true hater. Trust me on this. Yeah, I mean,
that's not a friend. That's a hater.
Let me ask you this, Carlotta and Brandy. If I promise you, I will look out for you for the rest of your life if you just make a problem go away. And then I was not failing to do that. Would you hate on me? Would you turn on me?
Man, I might hate on you.
I would think
you diss me.
Right. That's how Andrew Young feels. So I was kind of I was feeling bad for Edwards. Then I said, no. When I heard Young's story, I'm like, Edwards promised him the world, and he was pretty much traveling all over the country, living in penthouses and living in his wife and the lady that he got pregnant. They were all living together, so Edwards was moving them from town to town, city to city, to try to hide them from the choir.
That's funny.
But they were living large. They were actually living large, beautiful homes. And so Young was saying that, you know, you promised me this job, and Edwards said, yeah, I'm going to get you this job, but it didn't work out. He didn't get him the job. And so I got to survive for myself and my family, so I got to look out for my family and my own personal life. So that's why he wrote the book and he told his story. He's making millions now.
Right. And he's making a lot of money. Yeah, and he really put himself on the line. So for him, I'm going to play a little bit of Jill Scott, hate on me because he turned into a hater after a little bit. So we're going to go to break, y'all. We'll be back.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old bitch, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
Okay, that was Jill Scott's Hate on Me, and we dedicated that song a little bit to Andrew Young because we determined that he was a hater. so we got through talking about him, about John Edwards and his situation, bad situation, ugly situation to be in.
You should. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you have the love child. You should dedicate it to John Edwards.
Right. You know what? I need to get love child.
What's the one with the Mary J. Blige's It's Your Child?
It's Your Child.
How can you
not claim your old child?
And then he got the nerves to go over there to Haiti and try to help those people in an earthquake.
Yeah.
And if I was on a rock for 8 days and John Edwards came up and rescued me and lift that big old cement block off of me, and I saw him, I said, put it back down. I'll wait for somebody else to arrest me. I just heard about you.
We know what you up to.
Yeah.
But John Edwards never gives up a photo op. He was like that during the time he was running in Iowa. So he never gives up. Speaking of Haiti, I know we want to send our shout-out and love to the people who are helping people in Haiti. Remember, you can I talked about Wyclef Jean's charity last week, and I believe it's legit. Wyclef Jean gave a lot of his own money. It's probably one of the only legit ones. You can text Yelly for a $5 donation, $10 donation, whatever you can to help the people of Haiti. Again, though, I said they needed help a long time ago, and they kind of remind me of New Orleans. We forgot about Haiti, and now it's just really bad.
Okay, refresh my memory about that, about John Wyclef, about his organization.
Yeah, they were saying his organization was bogus. And anytime the media starts pointing out somebody and saying they're bogus, I tend to think they're legit. So I go and see, let me see what he's really done. And what they were accusing him of is because he used his own personal, let's say, for instance, businesses to pay for things that his charity went over. Like, say, for instance, if they had an event where he performed or some other people performed, he has to pay band members or something to raise money, then they would they got mad at him for coming back in and paying for the event with his own money. But he had to do that because what his charity wasn't good at was raising money. They weren't
right.
good at raising. They would end up at a deficit every time they threw something. And so he would give his own money to cover, for the situation and to give to Haiti. So young man who's used a lot of his own cash to help out Haiti. So no hate to Wyclef Jean, plus he had an excellent performance last week. But I am hearing that, the reason why there weren't Haitian, and I talked about this last week, the reason there weren't Haitian performers on that show they did, the telethon, is because he didn't want anybody but himself. So now if that is so, he is a hater too.
Well, they're all probably hurting crippled, so that's probably can't perform.
But no, they were people there that wanted to perform, and they said they couldn't because he kept them from performing. So they said he wanted the focus to be on him. I don't know if that's true, but if so, that's kind of jacked.
Well, I just saw him crying on the TV. I thought he didn't win a Grammy again, so that's what I thought it was.
For real? Because he gave last week. I think when he won that thing, he was spending. Last time I saw him, he was on BET. It was some sort of tribute, and he was crying. So, in other news, did you guys hear about Chris Matthews and what he said about he forgot that for 1 hour that Barack Obama was black because the speech was so good. Did you guys hear about that?
What
wow.
Do you hear about that?
Okay, well, yeah, Chris Matthews is a commentator on CNBC. I don't think Chris Matthews often says things that, you know, that's kind of funny, but I don't think he meant anything. He always is trying to really work hard at not being racial and racist. I think what he meant to say was that, you know, he didn't, for one moment, his race wasn't in your face. But, you know what? So what if you? I don't think you should have to forget that the man is black because he gave a good speech. Black people give good speeches. We always give the good speeches. Dr. King, Malcolm X. So I don't know why that should surprise you.
Kanye West.
Speaking of Kanye, oh my God, we got to talk about him. It's coming up in the Grammy in my Grammy segment. But first, I wanted to ask you guys: did you see the new iPad release? Did anybody see about the iPad?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
Okay. You Apple lovers out there, the iPad is off the chain. I'm excited about the iPad, although I can't afford it, so I'm going to keep my iPhone. But what do you guys think about the new iPad? It's like Apple is dominating.
Well, I thought it was cool. Like you said, I can't afford it, so oh well.
Yeah. It's nice to look at.
Right. And a couple of years go by, and I'll be able to afford it when it's down to $49.99.
Right. Right. What'd you say, Brandy?
Yeah, I cannot afford the iPad, and I won't be buying the iPad. I'm just gonna stick with my little cheap little $39.99 flip phone.
All right, hey. Shout out to Cricket.
AT&T baby, okay.
Unlimited texting.
No, really. I mean, you know what? I guess I'm the sucker because I have the iPhone, and I mean, I'm in love with my iPhone, but, you know, it is expensive. That package, boy, it's expensive. But once you get an Apple product, you are addicted to it for life. So Apple, you know, I'm not a hater when it comes to Apple. And the new gadget's starting at $499, so that's a, you know, big thing. Okay, VH1, on to celebrity news. VH1 is going to try to solve the murder of Biggie and Tupac. Almost. How many years? What'd you say?
15, I think.
15.
How old is Faith Evans' kid?
What'd you say?
How old is her kid?
Faith Evans, he's probably about, that little boy's probably about 15, maybe about 14, 15 by now.
Yeah, 13, 15 years then.
I mean, what are you going to try to solve? Is it dried up? I know the LAPD can't even solve it. What do you guys think? I mean, is it something we should bring up again?
No, it's really not. But, you know, I think right now everybody is big on this whole reality, the drama. And so, I mean, it's just something else to rehash. And honestly, I think at this point, honestly, no disrespect, but who really cares at this point?
Yeah. I also, because I know there were tons of people on the strip who watched Tupac get shot. People just held that in all these years. They're not going to talk about it. And they're probably never going to say anything.
I can solve it in 2 minutes.
Go ahead, solve it.
Biggie shot Tupac. Tupac, it was all big, one big act. It was a fake. Then Tupac got mad because he hit him in the ear. And then Tupac, pretending to be dead, like the Michael Jackson deal, came back and shot Biggie for real, to shoot him in the ear.
You know what? Wait a minute. People believe Tupac. For all my Tupac people who believe he's alive, now I think that's crazy. Tupac is dead. Michael Jackson may not be.
I'm sorry. Now Tupac and Biggie are gone. And I mean, honestly, for anyone who's been to Las Vegas on the strip, there is no possible way, I don't believe, that someone could get shot and zoom away and nobody saw anything.
That's crazy.
The two or three of the witnesses that they questioned or that said anything came up dead. So I think who's going to really come forward and say anything now?
Nobody. Because, and then they're even saying the LAPD may have been involved, so allegedly. So that is so, I mean, nobody's ever going to say anything. If you're gonna
I think Pop is still alive. He's in Utah. So they Jimmy Blacks in Utah. That's a good place to hide out in Utah.
Well, he's still making records. I know that. I mean, Tupac comes out with a record, just like Michael Jackson is going to come out with a record. And speaking of, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, as you all Michael Jackson fans know, we're coming up with a special report here at the Carlotta Chatwood Show. The death of investigators are investigating the death of Michael Jackson. It will start in February, late February. It'll come on prime time in our show. We haven't decided the day yet, but lots of interesting interviews they've got. They're working on, I think right now, an interview with Mr. Uri Geller. So it is going to be a great, great show. They're looking at all these weird circumstances surrounding Michael Jackson's death. And speaking of Michael Jackson, this week, and I don't want to ruin it because we're going to go into the Grammy. We're going to also talk about him in the Grammy segment. But I do want to talk about Joe Jackson. Joe is always so great for entertainment. But Joe is coming out. He's wanting all medical records pertaining to Michael's death. And he's saying he wants to know what happened to his son. He's also wanting a piece of the estate. He's wanting them to pay him, even though Michael left him out the will. And they're upset. The Jackson family are, you know, they're kind of siding with him a little bit, and they're upset because they said they didn't have anything to do with the planning of the Grammy Awards. So I don't know. What do you guys think about Joe wanting the medical records all of a sudden? I mean, what is that about?
Trying to make money off of that. That's what he's trying to do.
You think so?
Yeah.
Make him public. I gotta hear you about Joe.
Send him to the highest bidder. That's what he's trying to do.
I don't think Joe is going to do that. I, you know what? I actually have a big theory about Joe. I think Joe wants him because Joe stays on Larry King. He never saw Michael's body. I think Joe is suspicious of some things. For those Michael Jackson death hoax people, they're shouting me out right now going, yay, that's true. But I think that Joe is wondering what is going on with Michael. It's too weird. Conrad Murray has not been charged. What is happening? And we all know LAPD when it comes to solving crimes. We just talked about it. The record's not that good.
Make money. Catherine ain't getting a dime of that money, and so that's that. Michael didn't want him in his will, so that's the bottom line. So now he needs to figure out how he's going to get some money some kind of way, and he wants those medical records to sell.
So you think he wants to sell? The Jackson family is saying, some of the Jackson family, not all of them, are saying, kind of behind him because they're saying, listen, we don't know what's going on with Michael. So I don't know where the truth lies with Michael, but the thing that's weird to me is the Jacksons claim that they did two separate autopsies. But if the Michael Jackson estate is claiming, per TMZ, because they released a letter from Weissman, and if they're claiming that the Michael Jackson's lawyer, Weissman, is claiming that the Jackson family has no rights to Michael Jackson's medical records, then that tells me you didn't have any rights to give him an autopsy. His estate is in charge of that. So the question that I have is, how did the Jacksons have anything to do with the funeral? Do they even know what Michael was, if that was Michael there?
Brandy could testify to this. You know when the black folks get together and make plans for funerals, it turns to a big mess. They just all don't want to, probably, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. They got a big old argument, and Miss Catherine said, listen, this is the way it's going to be done, and this is how I want it done. Bottom line.
Hey, that could have happened.
So the Jacksons got their own little variety show, and I heard it was a tearjerker the last show. I didn't see it, but I heard it was a really good tearjerker about the last show though, that was on the whatever the channel they come on.
Yeah, they did have a last show, and I'm going to talk about them in the reality show segment because they had a very interesting show, the Jacksons.
Good. So,
something weird happened in that show, though, that nobody caught, but I had so many tweets and things about it that I had to go back and watch it, and I was like, okay, why did they do that? So we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I wanted to get with Tiger and his wife are talking about getting back together. Is anybody surprised about that?
No.
No. I'm
surprised about it. I think this is part of her master plan. She'll go back with him, and she'll ride out this little guilt trip a little bit longer.
Right.
And then she just needs some more time to clean out some more money, and then she'll be gone.
That's right. That's I would do it. That's what I would do.
What I have a problem with is why he's at rehab for a sexual abuse addiction rehab. I know there's a such thing as that.
Yeah, there is a sex addict, but I don't think Tiger's one. But if he'd like to, I think he's doing it to save his marriage.
Right. I think he's just doing it for PR, Paul. I think that's what
that's about. It'll work for me.
Yeah, PR, not even to save his marriage. I don't think Tiger Woods even likes her. But because if you're having relationships with these girls, you don't like her.
Yeah. I tried to tell my wife I had a sex addiction, and she didn't believe it. She said it was a cold. She put me in a cold shower.
See, you know, that's what I'm saying. Some of you Eric Benet's out there, you are Eric Benet. You just saying it because you need to help yourself out.
I say the more the merrier. Now, if you're married, don't get me wrong, I won't get struck by lightning right now, don't get me wrong. But Tiger Woods was just doing his thing, period. And his wife is at home. She knew this. I mean, this happened yesterday. She's getting the money. She's reaping the benefits of the lights, house, the luxury cars, and the kids. And, you know, and shut up and live your life. And so what?
She knows he was cheating, too. That's my thing. She knew from the beginning.
She knew.
Brandy's going to hate me on this one. But women do the same thing. And she's probably had a little poo boy on the side, you know, just to get caught.
Well, that first baby don't look like him. maybe not.
Yeah, give us a can of worms on that one.
Maybe the lash is on her. I mean, it's on him.
Yeah.
You probably can, though.
Now, you know, I mean, who knows with Tiger Woods? I mean, it's a little crazy, but
I know a lot of females. I'm big friends with a lot of females, and they all complain about their boyfriends or their husbands and this and that, how they were cheating on them. And then next week, I go see them sitting in a restaurant with another guy. What the hell are you talking about?
She's probably mad, and she's probably getting back at him. Women, a man has to do something to make a man make a woman mad. Women usually don't. That's not our nature usually. I mean, there's some out there, but
it's Carlotta now.
Huh? What'd you say?
Carlotta.
What?
That's not our nature now. Don't go there.
Not our nature to not cheat. I'm saying it's not our nature to cheat. We're not usually the cheaters. I'm agreeing with you. We're not the. It's usually that some man has done something to hurt a woman, and she usually gets very angry about the situation, and she's doing that to get back at at the man. So usually we don't like to do that very often. So
this is a great topic because I disagree with that totally. Women cheat just as much as men. They just slick at it.
We are slicker at it, I think. Yeah. I do agree with that. Women do. Men say dumb things. Men say like I read the other day a man talking. I think in Essence magazine, I read a man say he told his wife he was going to go to Brazil, and for with his boys. I'm like, duh. And she immediately was like, why you need to go to Brazil? Every woman knows that Brazil is where all the men are cheating at. I mean, rethink. What you're saying, I mean, he didn't even think that she would, he thought she would be so dumb as to let him go. I mean, crazy.
Well, the reason why I got caught was I bought new underwear, and that's not like me. My wife, she. So men, do not buy new underwear, let me tell you, or new cologne. Don't even go there. Just use the same old funky underwear with the holes in it, and then you got your cologne, Stetson. So keep that stuff going, and you'll be okay. You can get away with it.
Well, a warning to all the married men out there who are cheating. I talked about her last week. I think there was a Yvonne Wilkinson. I think that's her name, who out at the Black Sea is a black couple, black CEO, who was cheating on his wife with her for 8.5 years. He decided after 8.5 years he wanted to stay with his wife, and she took out $250,000, which I think was crazy, but I think I'm up on her game, what she's trying to do. She took out $250,000 and put billboards in every city that his company is in, from Atlanta all the way to L.A. to San Francisco, with her pictures of him and her and their love for each other and how he told her all these things. So she totally put him on blast, took her $250,000. She embarrassed him and his family. And herself, But I think she's going to get a lot of book deals and things from this because he's a big-time CEO. So wanting to marry men and marry women, you know, these women are crazy. They might put you on blast now.
Well, smart with the John Kerry came out and said already, yeah, this is my baby, this and that, before the book came out, because he's trying to diffuse the few flames from that the heat. Well, it didn't help out him out any, because it still went out through the roof.
Well, she's going to write a book. I think she's going to write a book, and she doesn't get John Kerry. She's going to be another one that's probably going to put him on blast and talk about everything that he's ever done, ever. So she's probably going to be another one that he should watch out for, because she will probably put it all out there, because she can make a lot of money.
He
has no career. He's done for. He's done for. John Kerry can just go. He can sit back and just, you know, take trips to Haiti, take care of his kid, do all this populist stuff that he talked about doing in the first place. You know,
we don't need him down there. We don't need him down there. He's causing trouble down there for the people.
And I'm gonna go to a call. Let me see who this caller on the line. Hold on. Hello. You're on the line with the Carlotta Chatwood Show.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Hi, everyone.
This is my mother.
This is Mom. Hi, Paul. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Miss Lolly.
Hi, and I have Aunt Tonya on as well.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Well, first of all, I agree about Elon. I think the only reason why Elon is getting back with her husband is, as you've already stated, that she was used to a certain lifestyle. And she has two babies that are half black. And I don't think any other man would want her right now with those kids. And so I think she just wants to milk Tiger for the rest of his money.
I would talk to moms and take her
and
live off
of Tiger's concern. Everything he's doing is to get his career back on track.
Right. I don't think he likes
that. I kind of disagree with that. Now, first of all, y'all got John Kerry as John Edwards. Now,
yeah.
I wanted
to
correct y'all on that. But John Edwards, I disagree with my sis, because I think that there's plenty of white couples and things. They adopted from Haiti. So, you know.
But that's for, you know, tax credit.
Right. Oh, really?
Right.
You get extra credit for that.
Oh. I was wondering.
People that adopting those kids for love and get them out of their situation.
Yeah, there are some out there.
There's some that are adopting for love. Yes, I do believe that.
It's a rash of them happening. So I say that it's got to be, there is a tax credit, and it's probably an extra credit, you know, behind Haiti adopting a Haitian baby. You probably get so much now in aid and everything else when you
I think the African-American people ought to step up and adopt some of their children as well.
Well, speaking of that, there is one, Chili.
One.
T-Boz. Well, yeah, she's starting the trend. T-Boz came on Larry King last night. But they're saying, you know, she wants to adopt. But they're saying it's very hard for them right now. People who didn't have the papers in before the earthquake, they're going to have a hard time getting kids now. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
And on the
I can't feed the five kids I got here.
Well, you don't need any Haitian babies. Yo, baby. But that, for the people who can, like a T-Boz, she can do that. So more African-American entertainers can step up to the plate. I mean, you know, and help out. If that's a good way to help, if they want, you know, to adopt, because it is a lifetime commitment. So.
That's right.
Can I make a quick comment then? Why was it?
Y'all got a caller on the line. What'd you say, Tony?
No, go ahead. I defer to him.
Yeah, why was it years ago when they were letting Cubans come in across the border and they were turning Haitians back?
There was a reason for that. I mean, even though Haitians politically had a reason to be here, but the plan was no Haitian. They want more black people, okay?
Well, I want to say this one last thing about Haiti, and my prayers are with each and every one of those people, because the, like Mary J. Blige said on Larry King, those people are me. And I would like to say that I feel like that was with the fundraising and all the stars singing and all these different charities. I mean, I think, where were they at when, before?
Yes.
Before the earthquake. I mean, where the hell were they at then? You know, they knew those people were suffering over there then. They knew those houses were built like toothpicks. I mean, and they just over there just, oh, I enjoy the culture so much. I enjoy this. I enjoy that. But they never once thought about helping those people then. And even, I'm going to put it out there that even some of the rich Haitians knew that they people was living like that and didn't try to raise funds. So I got a problem with that.
Well, Wyclef John's
behalf.
Wyclef John has always tried to bring.
Well, now Wyclef John, I will say I've seen him over there.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing, but.
And Prize, they always Prize his who was also in the Fugees with him. Have always brought attention to the Haitians and their plight up.
But
also,
they didn't never fix nothing up. It never,
well, two of
the houses weren't fixed up. The buildings weren't fixed up. The only I heard. Now this is what I heard. I heard that it was only one building that did not fall, one business building that did not fall in Haiti, and that was the American Embassy.
Well, you'll see, well, my personal opinion is that's who you can blame a lot of this, not the earth. I mean, you can't blame the physical earthquake, but the state of the Haitian people, United States can take a lot of blame for it, because along with the Western powers that be, they did a lot to hurt Haiti, especially during the Clinton years. And you can read Randall Robinson to find out about what they did to hurt the Haitian people, but they hurt their economy and a lot of other things. And besides that, you know, they were taking, when the Haitian people would vote someone in, well, you know, they took him out. They actually made him go into exile.
They needed to, because he wasn't a good leader.
Well, who wasn't a good leader?
Papa
Doc was in the 70s, but afterwards there was Aristide, and Aristide, that's to be debated. I mean, he. Some people say he was good. Most of the Haitian people liked him. I mean, George Bush wasn't a good leader. We're going to probably exile Barack Obama if he doesn't get his stuff together. But so that's what I'm saying. When they're talking about democracy, the Haitian people have a right to democracy too. I mean, so whether they vote in a leader that's not good or good, I mean, it's their vote. Why would America and European powers get involved in that?
What did they do with Katrina? And Katrina is in America.
Well, that's
okay.
Right.
And after Katrina, I didn't see any. All I saw was people living in, except for what Oprah did and a few others, Brad Pitt.
Right.
New Orleans hasn't been the same since. And they still have people that were living in those FEMA camps, contaminated FEMA camps. And them people over there are going to be showing up living in them tents for a long-ass time. That's all I got to say.
But now they're taking them now. I think they're taking them back. So I think with New Orleans, it's gentrification in full effect. And with Haiti, you're going to see a global maybe gentrification,
okay.
Which is meaning a global moving of those people. So I don't know what – Haiti does have vast – people think it's a, you know, it's a not a land for great resources, but it does have – plenty of resources there. I mean, as far as cane sugar and stuff like that. So there are a lot of things that, you know, maybe some of the big corps are interested in. So who knows what's going to happen to Haiti now. But thank you guys for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to go to my celebrity segment. So thank you guys. It's always good to talk about, you know, what's going on with Haiti and the Haitian people, and it's always good for us to keep up politically about, you know, what's going on with people of color around the world. I see other callers on the line, and if you want to talk, remember, you can, you know, hit the one just as they did and talk live to us, but just, you know, just remember that, you know, to remember the people of color is more than just African Americans. There was a diaspora during, you know, the slavery time. So please keep in mind that there are, we are people of color around the world, and keep in mind each other and, you know, keep each other in our prayers before a tragedy happens. You know, we're black people, there are black people all over the world, so let's keep that in mind. Anyway, on to celebrity news. You guys, Sade releasing her album again in February.
I love me some Sade.
I love Sade.
She looks so good.
She what?
I said she looks so good. I'm happy that she's back. I love
she
Sade.
She looks so good. She's making, as Bossa says about people, when, you know, they look good. Bossa say making it rain on them hoes. Bossa is one of my favorite websites, as people know. She is making it rain on the hoes, on people like Beyonce. She looks like she's their age. I mean, she looks really good. I mean, she's almost 50. Or is she 50?
Probably 50, yeah. I believe she's 50. I want to name my daughter after her. And my wife said, hell no.
Why did she say no? What's a pretty name?
Her name is Asia Sade Campbell. I want to have Sade Asia Campbell.
That's pretty. I like that. You know, she made a good decision with the first name, though. I love the first. I like the whole name. That's cute. That's nice. But she's coming back in February. The album's being released. She's had her new track playing on the air, Soldier of Love. Plus, she has a video for Soldier of Love. So, guys, check that out, Soldier of Love.
I'm not too keen on that song for her first release. I'm eager to see what's on the CD.
You know what? At first, I wasn't until I listened. And so she has, Sade is one of those people who grow on you. I think after the second time I heard it, I was like, okay, I'm starting to like it. At first, I was kind of like, yeah. But it is basically Sade. It sounds a lot like, you know, and her best, her average is better than most of the people out here today, because her band, which is known as Sweetback, they are off the chain. So they're better than, you know, most of these girls that are out here. So Sade coming out in December. Also, want to talk about, I'm looking here at Essence Magazine, and on the cover of Essence Magazine is this month is called Black Men Love and Relationships Issue. And Essence, one of my favorite magazines, recently got put on blast by black women all over the country because in their Black Men Love and Relationships issue, they have on the cover none other than Mr. Reggie Bush. Black women. whatever. Black women all over the country wrote into Essence in a furor. I heard that some people even sent books, the magazines back, told Essence to cancel their subscription. Who in the hell thought it was a good idea to put Reggie Bush on the cover of Black Men Love and Relationships issue?
Because he's dating the girl.
He's dating Kim Kardashian. We're talking about Black Men Love and Relationships with black women. This is a magazine. This is a black woman's magazine. Who in the hell at Essence thought that was a good idea?
Black women love Reggie.
Black women do not love Reggie. They sent in, they were in a furor about him being on the cover because he, you know how black women are when you date outside of your race. I mean, it's not that they are like that about everybody, but they feel, not all black women feel this way, but a lot of black women feel that a lot of these rich black men are just picking women, I mean, because they're simply of a different color. And Kim Kardashian is not exactly the great example to have as a, you know, a woman. So a lot of black educated women out here who read Essence think it's an insult for Reggie Bush to be on the cover because they're like, well, he has a porn star for a girlfriend. Why do we care about him? And they put him on the love and relationships issue.
Who should be on the cover? Bill Cosby?
Well, I could think of a lot of black men.
It would be nice on the Essence love issue if a black man who loved black women was on the cover.
Thank you. Somebody, can we get somebody like, can we think of some? we could get for a black men and women relationship, they could have dug out Will and Jada again. They could have, there are some black men in Hollywood who are married to black women. They just so up playing the interracial couples that we can't, you know, see past anything else. But they could have had a lot of black men. There's Hill Harper who likes black women. Barack Obama likes black women. I mean, I could have named a number of people. Go ahead.
Merle McCool and Billy Davis Jr.
What? Who did you say?
Merle McCool and Billy Davis Jr. Ashford and Simpson. Those days are gone. Those days are pretty much gone for those black-on-black relationships.
But we don't want to see that in a black woman's magazine. Randy, who you think we should have seen? We not. Listen, Paul is a black man taking up for the black men. What?
Because,
who do you think we should have seen on that cover?
There are several black men in the limelight. We could have seen Tavis. We could have seen...
Denzel.
There are a lot, and they have in this magazine, they have a list, like, I guess they're saying they're the top 10, you know, they got, they're, I guess, the top 10 black men, you know, who are sexy right now. And Essence said that's what they meant to do. They had no intention of, you know, causing such a ruckus, but Idris Elba could have been on the cover. I mean, what is the deal? I mean, he's inside of the magazine, and then there's, what's his name, Lance Gross from the House of Pain, LL Cool J.
Randy said, Kirk Franklin. Come on now. He checked in with Tiger Woods at the sex edition. Oh, my goodness.
There are a list of black men out here who love black women.
Maxwell. He's inside. They could have put Maxwell on the cover.
They trying
to sell
that. They trying to sell a magazine. They trying to sell the proper athletic person. Or
Reggie Bush did not sell. People were canceling their subscriptions and sending back the magazine. Reggie Bush, some dummy, thought this was a good idea. It's not a good idea. Essence.
Yeah, but you're right. I see your point for a certain extent, but I'm telling you now that the days are changing where black and white are in. The relationships are going.
Black women did the same thing back in the. You know what? It's always that black men think it's changing until, you know, till the next black man gets arrested for beating up his white woman or something like that. All right, like Tiger Woods, his career is ruined because of. A white woman. I mean, it's always that, like, it seems like it's in. But I'm telling you now, Essence, it is never a good idea to put a black man dating Kim Kardashian on the cover. And I call her a porn star because that's really what she is. That she starred in a video and she sold the video and made money off of it. So that is what she did. Even though she made one video, I know people are saying Kim Kardashian is a porn. She's a porn star. She made money off that video.
Lala, have you seen that trunk in her? That behind?
A lot of people think that's fake. It does not matter. Kim Kardashian has a thing for black men. She was married to a black man before Reggie Bush. She was getting peed on by a black man on the video. So we can tell she has a thing for black men. But the question is, I don't want to see that on Essence. I want to see on Essence, I want to celebrate me. This is the one place in the world I can go and see me and see me in a beautiful light. So do I want to sit and look at Reggie Bush, who seems like he doesn't have good choices in women, white or black? I don't want to see that.
You hear me?
What?
With the ass like that, she could be on Reggie Bush and all them be on the cover.
Well, then maybe he should be on the cover of King Magazine for y'all. So I totally disagree with the Reggie Bush thing.
But I disagree with you on that one. Put them on there.
Of course you do. But we black women buy the magazine. So,
okay,
now, wait a minute. Now I'm going on to the reality show part of the show where we talk about reality shows. You talked about the Jacksons. You brought them up earlier in the segment. And the Jacksons had their last show, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and they had a tearjerker where they walked away from Michael's where Michael's grave site is. And the Jacksons made a number of, I guess, crazy things that they said that a lot of fans were Twittering about. Like, they said, for one, that the fans left lots of things by Michael's grave. But, again, the fans are not supposed to know where Michael's grave is. And then people noticed that when they were driving to the place, Forest Lawn. There are two Forest Lawn cemeteries in L.A. There's Forest Lawn Hollywood, I'm told, and there's Forest Lawn Glendale. Michael Jackson's supposed to be buried in Forest Lawn Glendale, but people noted that the Jacksons went to Forest Lawn Hollywood. What the hell's going on with the Jacksons?
are they doing? I mean, does this family ever, I mean, is it always going to be mystery surrounding them?
Just like Elvis. Yeah, just like Elvis.
I think they like the mystery. I think they like the idea that people think that maybe Michael faked his death or something like that. So they keep it going, I think.
They do. For publicity and for the money. Because like Joe, you know, I mean, I don't care how successful any of them were. None of the Jacksons were as successful and will hold the legacy of that Michael did. Mm-hmm. And so now they're just trying to do what they can to get they're trying to suck it for what it's worth. Michael didn't leave anybody anything, so now everybody's trying to play it up.
And, you know, the Jacksons, hey, anytime I would love to have you guys on the show, this is a shout-out to you. If you want to come on and tell us that you went to Glendale instead of Forest Lawn Hollywood, like A&E made you look like you went to, hey, feel free to shout us out, and we will definitely, you know, put you on and give you your say, because I think maybe you're misunderstood. So, you know, shout out to the Carlotta Chatwood Show, Jackson, Tito, Randy, you know, all of you. Hey, call us up and let us know that you want to be on the show.
Yeah, I'd like to go shout out to Kim Kardashian to call us up.
You know what? I don't even watch the Kardashians, but if she'd like to come on, she can come on too. Maybe she can defend herself to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she feels, you know.
Her love for brothers, how brothers treat her with respect, and they love her, and they, you know.
I think peeing on you is respect.
Brothers on her face.
Wait a minute. Now, respect. How do you figure respect?
And put these sisters in their places that she can get a black man whenever she want to get a black man.
Oh, wow. Okay, you know what? You're going to cause a whole other argument, and black women are going to be going off. You know what? And let me tell you something. Black women, if you, anytime, when Paul's on here, if you want to shout, you can shout him out for the next several weeks about what he has said about Kim Kardashian. Let him know Kim Kardashian does not get respected, I don't think. I think people know her for her work.
She do by me? Me and Reggie?
Yeah, probably because you saw the work she did in her famous movie.
Me and
Reggie.
Ray J. Oh, that woman. Come on, Reggie.
With Ray J. And speaking of Ray J, we all know that Ray J is looking for love for the second time in a row.
I thought it was Whitney Houston.
No, he's got his reality show, and he says he's looking for love. He's down to the final two, an older woman and a little young, playful Whitney woman. Or whatever he's got. Another kid. She looks like Kim Kardashian, like a knockoff. But my question is Ray J ever going to find love, or are we going to have to deal with this three other seasons like we did, you know?
Brandy,
I mean, we're going to have to deal with three other seasons? I mean,
yeah,
Ray J's faking.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of like the Flavor of Love, yeah.
He's faking. And Ray J, don't waste our time. I mean, if you're really not looking for love, I mean, the last thing we need, especially that poor woman that's on there, that older woman, she really looks like she's into you. Which I don't, he's a kid. I don't know what's up with that. But
how old is the woman?
Huh? She's 30. She's too old for Ray J. She's 35. Ray J's like a little kid.
He's in his 30s.
Ray J's like 25 or 26.
He's too young.
Yeah, he's too young for Whitney out there playing. Whitney playing. She need to cut that out. Then there's the Pepper Show. Have y'all seen Pepper Show?
No, I haven't watched it. I refuse.
It is so good. You have to watch it. Pepper Show is off the top. They are crazy on that show. I love those girls, and we got to get them on there. So y'all watch the show, because we're going to try to get Pepper on the show to talk about her reality show. I think it's the Black Sex in the City. And then there's Fantasia's Family. Has anybody seen that? You got to watch Fantasia's Family. It's the new Keisha Cole family. Fantasia has a younger brother who refuses to pay for anything. He feels that Fantasia should take care of him, and he's cool with that. Teeny. He's totally off the chain.
Oh, my goodness.
And Fantasia's off the chain, so it's kind of wild.
Well, this should bring back the Cosby Show, then, all these old crazy shows coming on.
I know. I mean, you know, reality TV show is taking over. There are no sitcoms anymore. It's just all reality TV. So I'm going to go into the Grammy Awards night. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be here. I don't know if Paul and Ray, are y'all going to be here? If y'all want to come here, 5:30?
Yeah.
Huh? It's going to be a – what'd you say, Paul?
I might stop in and check it out.
Yeah, stop with 5:30. We're going to do the pre-Grammy Awards show, and we're going to talk about the Grammy Awards, who you're wanting to see. Everybody knows Beyonce is nominated for 10 awards. 10. She tied with Lauryn Hill as a female that has the most awards. Everybody knows Babyface has been nominated for 10. Michael Jackson, I think, more than 10. But she's tied Lauryn Hill, and which reminded me of something a long time ago that Beyonce said about Lauryn Hill. So I'm going to talk about that. But I do want to say that Taylor Swift is also nominated. Well, Taylor, I need to thank Kanye. Swift is nominated for 9 awards. So I think she's going to be the big winner of the night. I'd be surprised if they give it to Beyonce. And go ahead.
He's nominated for 3 or 4?
Who?
Kanye West.
Kanye West, I think, is nominated for 3 or 4. But I don't think he's going to show up. I think Kanye's been banned from the awards for a little while, so I don't think he's going to be there. But the big thing is Beyonce being nominated for 10. And it's interesting that I Am Sasha Fierce is nominated for 10 awards because, you know, back in 2006, Beyonce talked about Lauryn Hill, and she talked about how she would never lose herself like Lauryn Hill. She's determined to keep her feet on the ground and deal with the pressures of fame. She told this story to a news group back in 2006, Undercover News. She said Lauryn Hill's story was tragic. And she said her record was genius, but she let the demands of fame get to her. Now, I'm looking at Beyonce 2 years later. Boom, 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 boom. And here's my hate on Beyonce segment. So if you think I'm a hater on Beyonce, this is my hate on Beyonce segment. You look like you've lost yourself. I don't see Beyonce anymore. I see Sasha Fierce, and I see 10 Grammy nominations undeserved. I don't like Sasha Fierce that much. I like Ego. I like If You Like It, Put a Ring on It and all that stuff. But 10 Grammy Awards, that's comparing her to the miseducation of Lauryn Hill, one of the greatest CDs of all time. We're giving Beyonce 10 for what? 10 nominations for what? Anybody want to chime in?
I agree with you.
You agree with me?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm not a hater.
Okay.
But I think Beyonce, to me, I don't really think she's that talented. I think Beyonce sells her image. She's a pretty woman who's dancing around, shaking, booty popping. And of course, when you're hopping and bebopping around, who's going to really notice that you don't sound that good when you're singing?
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. I've never been a big Beyonce fan. Never been a fan of hers, period. Not even when she was Destiny Child. I like Kelly better than that. My favorite. But anyway, pack sales. And Beyonce, like I said, she's a package deal. She got the looks. The voice is mediocre. But, you know, the shaking the booty, all that, that's what sells. If you want to look at true talent, they don't. It's very rare to find. Jill Scott's true talent. Nita Baker, old ass Chaka Khan still doing her thing.
Right. And, well, you know, and I think the opposite of Beyonce. I used to be a big Beyonce fan during the Destiny Child era. I like the B album. I love that album. But one of the things, the criticisms that I have of Beyonce now is that I think you can't hear her voice. I think she's a good singer. I think I can't hear her voice because I'm watching so much sex that I can't even take her seriously half the time. So to me, to be nominated for 10 awards is a little over the top. I don't know what the Grammy Awards were thinking, but I hope that she gets some, but I don't think she should get 10. I actually think this should have been Maxwell's year. He got nominated for 6, but I think he should have been nominated for 10. His album is way better than I Am Sasha Fierce.
But Carlotta. Carlotta.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to look this up myself, too, when I get a chance. But I'm care. I bet you she's nominated in 4 of them are R&B.
Right. You're right. You're right. She is, and I don't think she deserves. She's not R&B. She is pop.
So that's the problem is right there. They put her in the R&B, and she's not even in R&B to me in a category as far as I'm concerned. Never has been.
Yeah. So we'll see tomorrow night at the Grammy Awards. It's supposed to be a Beyonce or a Taylor Swift night. We'll see who comes out duking out the winner. I bet Taylor Swift does. I'd be surprised if she doesn't. I think Kanye messed Beyonce up. But Pink is going to be performing on the awards, and everybody knows this week Pink dissed Beyonce when she did her song Stupid Girls. She put on a long blonde wig and came out and did the booty shake, and I guess she's calling Beyonce out for being a stupid girl. However, I have to say to Pink about Pink, Pink is the one that was flipped upside down on the MTV Awards with the pasty on. I'm kind of like, can you really talk about her? I mean, are you the one that got a right to preach about Beyonce being stupid? I mean, I don't know.
But Pink can't sing.
She's a hater.
Pink has a good voice. She has a good vocal. She's a good singer.
Right. Pink does. Pink has a great voice, but I believe that she's hating on Beyonce right now because she does the same thing. So
we just got through hating on her, so what? Go ahead, Pink.
I'm stating my opinion. That's what I'm coming back to the hater question. Am I hating on her or am I criticizing what I don't like about Beyonce, what I feel like has a fan, well, no, has an admirer of what she does musically with Destiny's Child? I'm thinking she's failed over the years. She hasn't maintained her status quo. She's sold out. So am I hating on her because I disagree with where she's at now?
Well, yeah, because it's okay to hate on entertainers. As normal average people like we are, we can hate on entertainers because we're not in that business. If I were to go down the street and hate on Uncle George, who lives down the street from me, they'd be hating. That causes a lot of confliction and a lot of problems. So it's okay to hate on entertainers. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I'm hating on Beyonce. I think I'm just giving her some useful advice, some nice criticism to say, put some clothes on. Like, she had a little song called Nasty, Put Some Clothes On years ago, and I'm saying to her, it's time to put some clothes on, get rid of Sasha Fierce, and let's see how you stand on your own two feet then, without the sexuality all over the top.
I don't think I'm hating on Beyonce because I don't think that it takes any talent to sell sex.
Right.
I think any of us can do that, and I don't think it's hating when you look at the classic divas like Patty, or a Shaka, I think she would have been great had she not killed herself, but that was Phyllis Hyman. I love Phyllis
right.
Hyman.
Oh, my goodness. You're my favorite person. Yes.
But,
oh, Phyllis Hyman. Don't get me crying now.
Yeah, Phyllis Hyman was bad.
She was.
Those talented women, and we don't see them. They haven't had to come out on stage, half-dressed, flipping, hopping, bopping around to have a successful career. And so I don't think it takes any talent to take your clothes off and bop around.
I have to agree. I think Beyonce is the new she's the new video girl. She's like, she had the song Video Phone. She's a new video girl. They may not have black women anymore on the videos shaking butts, but they have Beyonce. So with that, on that note, I'm going to go to a break and then we're going to come back to wrap up the show. We'll listen to Beyonce, Ego.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm going to come right to the chase. Some women were made. But me, myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you? You feel me? It's home, baby, let's get lost. To call in to work cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself, maybe that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets you didn't know what's inside. No need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He can back it up. He got a big ego. Such a huge ego. I love his big ego. It's too much. He walk like this cause he can.
All right, we are back on the Carlotta Chatwood Show. That was Miss Beyonce, who we were talking about before the break with her song, Ego, which I don't think is nominated. I think it's one of the best songs on her album, but it's not nominated tomorrow night. I think it's Halo, and if you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
What did she sing at the performance of the Hades fundraiser? She sung Halo?
Halo.
Okay, now everybody else is out singing other people's songs or, you know, some songs that happened in the 70s and 80s. Why does she have to sing that song?
Well, yeah, I talked about this last week because it was kind of inappropriate when you listen to the words.
It's all about her.
Well, yeah. Well, it said, what does it say? Remember those walls I built? Baby, they're tumbling down. I was like, okay, it's an earthquake. I mean, I know she's talking about a relationship, but it was kind of ironic that she was singing that song.
It's all about Beyonce. I want to do what I want to do. I'm going to sing what I want to sing, and, you know.
I think Beyonce is totally a punk. I don't really think, like, she came out with I Am Sasha Fierce right after This Is It. And I think she admires Michael Jackson so much, and she tries to be like him, but really she's sort of like a little puppet there, controlling. People are controlling her, and she really doesn't have her own mindset. Because I was watching her on I Am Sasha Fierce, and the stuff like she was getting, she wanted them to straighten out was like the candles. They're off-white, aren't they? I mean, she sounded like a, like kind of like a dumb, like a little dumb blonde. Now, I just didn't think she was like, compared to Michael, who's controlling his own show and his own, he has his own ideas. I felt like Beyonce sounded a little crazy, but I digress from Beyonce. She is going to be the head nominee at the Grammy Awards. 10 nominations, going strong. So without all the hate, good luck, Beyonce.
I hope she wins one. One in a pop.
Save the music. Don't let her win any. If NDIRE can't win any, neither should Beyonce. But they've already
But she does make it
a pop.
She does what?
She does make it about her. Even I was just a couple weeks ago, she said that she was going on a 6-month hiatus. I've seen her on TV 4 times. At the checkout counter, I saw her on 2 magazines. She was going away. Then I read an article last week where she said she's retiring Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, because she's been having, and we're going to have a show about that. There's a lot of controversy surrounding Beyonce and Jay-Z talking about, you know, they're devil worshippers and all that stuff. So I think Beyonce has had to come out and save her image in the last couple of weeks. So I think that's, you know, that's another story for her. I think that she's got some things that she's trying to save right now.
Carlotta, don't get me started. Devil worshippers.
Well, yeah, because people are making videos and saying that they are putting certain image things in their videos that worship the devil. And this is a crazy story, because even Professor Griff from Public Enemy says this happens in the industry. So that they belong to some cult or Freemasonry, allegedly, and that they are promoting Freemasonry and devil worship on their when they're out there performing. I don't know. They said Michael Jackson did the same thing. I mean, we're going to have a show about it, let the people explain it to us.
Yeah. I ain't seen a black devil worship in my life. We don't
do
that.
Well, you know, apparently there are some. Jay-Z did have a Baphomet and stuff on his video, so it's in his last video on to the next one. So, and he can't explain why he's putting those images in there. So it'd be interesting to find out what they're talking about. Again, join us tomorrow night for the pre-Grammy Awards show, where we're going to talk for about an hour before the Grammys about what everybody's wearing. It's going to be 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio, the Carlotta Chatwood Show. We're going to talk about the Grammy Awards, who we want to see, and we're going to talk about who the performers are. I'm going to name, give you guys some of the nominees for the awards and what they're nominated for. So tomorrow night we'll know what Beyonce is being nominated for. I'll have a list here. So, again, please join us tomorrow night. And if there's somebody you want to see, somebody you wouldn't like to see, call in. Let us know tomorrow night on the show. Join us for the 52nd Annual Grammy Awards. Michael Jackson, don't forget to get your 3D glasses. Big tribute to Michael Jackson. The Grammy Awards is calling it the biggest tribute ever. So, hey, everybody, we'll see y'all. God bless. Paul Brandy, see y'all next week.
Be happy.
Be happy. What'd you say, Brandy?
I said peace out.
Peace out. See ya. We're going to leave out with Grammy Award nominee Maxwell, Bad Habits. Y'all be blessed.